At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
People are strange.
Something strange. Is that strange?
That is strange.
Strange. That is strange.
Well, that is strange.
This is strange.
And welcome back to another episode of Strange Sauna. The Jay-Z downfall continues, Flex. Today, we're going to be talking about some Illuminati stuff, some weird occult stuff that Jay-Z might be into. I mean, he's wearing these necklaces. He's into all these hand signs. What's he doing, dude?
What hand signs are you talking
about? Yeah, exactly. The Raka.
What? Raka. This is our part two, because there was a lot to discuss. So we're going to be talking about some baby bumps and non-baby bumps and certain stars pretty well look frightened if they don't talk about Beyonce and thank her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beyonce's 13-minute performance at this football game over the weekend, which you can watch on Netflix. I had to watch it today, obviously, just because for our purposes. Yeah. And the first thing I saw was it's 13 minutes. And
yeah, the top comment was like, this looks a lot like a Diddy White party. You know what I mean? Because everybody's wearing white. I mean, it's just like there's some, you know, hand symbols being thrown around in there, too. So we'll touch on that. But yeah, dude. So you did mention we did a part one, everybody. Go back and watch part one. It's a good introduction. And, you know, like we've got some comments where like everybody's like, you know, we've heard this stuff before. It's like, yes, that's the point. We're kind of like laying the groundwork here. We're kind of just putting it all in a concise little format for you guys. So, yeah, you're going to hear some stuff that you
hearing it and understanding it are two different things.
Ooh,
so
yeah,
like we're here to make you guys understand.
Yeah.
Not just to hear it. There's hearing and listening.
Yes.
We want you to listen.
Use the noggin.
Not so, in one ear and out the other. You got to listen and let the cogs turn and realize, you know, again, we're just showing you patterns here that we're seeing.
Absolutely. Well, so on the last episode, we did talk about how there's some controversy on when Jay-Z met Beyonce, right? Because there was that 2007 interview with Charlie Rose where Jay-Z kind of contradicts some things. And he's like, oh, yeah, I met her 10 years ago. And it's like, well, that puts Beyonce at around 16 years old,
16.
Right?
16. Mm-hmm.
So there was recently a resurfaced image that shows Jay-Z on January 31st, 1998. And he was watching Guess Who Play.
Was it Destiny's Child?
It was Destiny's Child. And Beyonce was 16 years old. And this was the Destiny's Child's first live performance. And Beyonce and Jay-Z are widely reported to have met somewhere between 1999 and 2000. So it's kind of like just up in the air. She even came out saying, I was 18 when we first met, you know, blah, blah, blah. 19 when we first started dating. But this photo I wanted to show you here kind of contradicts that.
Yeah.
Now let me get it all up.
An 18, in my opinion, is too late for the grooming. I feel they like to groom a little younger. So. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the photo. This photo, which was reportedly taken on the set of Destiny's Child's video for No, No, No. Oh, how fitting. No, Jay-Z, stay away. And so you have Beyonce at the far right. They met in person when she was 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, you know, just this is him kind of being pictured with 16-year-old Beyonce, blah, blah, blah. But then this one was, I guess, just Jay-Z at a party somewhere. I don't know. Doing something. But there was some other, there was another thing that he put here. There was a caption of a post. And I wanted to show you this one right here. So Jay further went on to confirm how he met his wife when she was 16, and he declared his love for her in a gushing Instagram post. Now, check this out, dude.
There it is.
And he says, the way she has changed my life, if I didn't have her, where would I be? Who will I be? Sometimes I wonder if I would still be Jay-Z. It's so surreal. First time I laid eyes on her, she was 16. And I had a thought in my head, quote, she will be mine. Became my best friend, 20 years old. It was time. Before you knew it, she made me swallow my pride and my own words bit me in the ass. Yeah, and he just says, like, forever, blah, 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 blah. Eight years later, right?
That's a little too descriptive. You
it's
know,
on the money.
She'll be mine.
Yeah,
she'll be mine.
He said, so, he's like, first time I lays eyes on her is like she's 16 years old and like she's going to be mine. That's your first thought, bro? Yeah. I get a 16 year old?
No difference with Aaliyah and who's the golden piss person who pees on people?
R. Kelly.
Kelly, you know, Elvis and Priscilla Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis and his cousin. Like, it's ancestral. We know it. This is what it is. But that's why I kind of feel like 18 is too old because they groom these people. They groom most stars. Most child stars are all groomed. That's their goal.
Let me rephrase what you just said, because you said 18 is too old. 18 is too old for those who want to go after the grooming process and want to like reinstate all these things.
Yes. Right? Yes. They want the young blood.
Yeah.
They're more impressionable. There's that video we played on episode part one where she said Jay-Z made me a man. You know,
made me a man. Sorry. Wait a second.
Maybe she is a man. You know me.
She has a penis, everybody. No, I don't know.
Made me a woman. And, you know, I kind of feel that the relationship has just been a business one. I don't think it's a husband and wife kind of relationship. I think Jay-Z's been doing his own thing.
Okay.
And I've been reading some stuff on it, too. I also don't think Beyonce's the same Beyonce as it was. I think she's been replaced.
You think she's a clone?
Well, her body double, her skin's gotten lighter. She looks a lot different.
Okay.
You know,
she went full Jamie Foxx, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So at some point, maybe she wasn't going along with any of this and they're like, you're out. But I think it's been more of a, almost like they're an industry plants.
Right.
And
definitely has changed, dude. Cause I watched some older videos where she was younger and like, she was kind of like, you know, looking around, kind of like happy, go lucky, kind of like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. This is curious. I'm like, you know, she seemed young, like just welcoming into this whole Hollywood scene. But now it seems like she's seasoned. She knows what to do.
But seasoned. Yes. Like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
Finger licking good. I don't know. She just seems to have lost. You're right. In the eyes, their soul starts to die out. And there was
they lose that enthusiasm. Something. It looks, you know?
Yeah. Very famous video of her sitting courtside and she's just like MK altered, like just staring ahead.
Right.
You know, in a daze. And listen, we all can be caught in a daze and the camera catches us, but you can see it in their eyes. These people end up just being a shell of themselves. For some reason, you think, why? You have fame and fortune, and it's like, no, they're owned. They're owned from day one, especially in the music industry.
Dude, I think that's what it is. I think it's like when you have talented people and they want to create, they want to like innovate, they want to be, you know, like a successful just star, but they want to do their own thing. And like you're saying, I think they have handlers saying, no, you guys got to be here. You got to do this on this time. You got to do this. You got to smile, be happy, you know, even though you're like, you just got fucking mud on your shoes and you're on, you know, I don't know. Something stupid.
And when you get your first deal as a celebrity, it could be for a shoe company or athletic wear and whatever side, the political side that company is on, which is usually the left side,
right?
You have to go along with it. So if you want your $50 million, you have to say shit against Trump or Republicans or freedom of speech or push the jib jab. So that's where you first see the soul being sold, is like they may not go along with it in their hearts, but they're taking the money because they have to allow that company to basically like their handlers, the companies will handle how they think and feel, touch, say, talk, whatever.
Dude, that's what's wrong with this country just to deal with. You know what I mean? Like everybody There's can be bought out, you know, no one's standing by their morals. And if we did, oh boy, you know, no one would push us around. But dude, so going back to our first episode, we did also talk about Celebrity B, right? So in the lawsuit, Diddy was supposedly raping a young girl, and there was a woman, Celebrity B, we don't know her name, that was named in the lawsuit, right?
Yeah. So basically, she was participating in the sense of watching, but the sexual assault was Jay-Z and Diddy either taking turns or one holding down the other. So the Celebrity B, which could be Beyonce, or J-Lo.
Or yes, and that's what I was going to say. So there was this rumor swirling around that even like Jay-Z's lawyer slipped up and said, oh, yeah, but it was J-Lo. She was there, blah, blah, blah. She's Celebrity B. There's something about that going around. I don't even know if that's like accurate. But there is this new photo that kind of resurfaced as well. And the recently unearthed photos obtained by Daily Mail were taken hours before the alleged rape in a different location to where it is said to have happened. They show that J-Lo was locked in the heated argument with Combs. The photos were taken at New York's now defunct Lotus nightclub on September 7th, 2000. And J-Lo stands with her sister Linda and scowls at Diddy after an apparent argument. Now, check this out.
Are they in an elevator in this one?
Nope. They're
oh,
just... no.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this photo before.
Right. And so this is on the night of the raping, right? Mm. So it shows that J-Lo is here, but they're angry, you know, like, so yeah. Why would they want to be intimate? Why would she, unless he's telling her like, hey, we got this girl, we're going to go do something. She's like, what? I'm not going to put up with that. I don't know.
Or she's like, what? I left the camera at home.
Oh yeah. She's like, come on, Diddy. You know, you don't do that stuff.
But so, anyone, first of all, she always looks miserable. And anyone who's been married to her looks miserable, which
soul,
we talked
she's
about.
She's a soul sucker, dude. Well,
yeah, she really is. Kind of like Hillary Clinton, you know?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, arguing with Diddy on the night of the alleged assault. So it's there. You know, there's some crisscrossing there. It's not enough to say for sure J-Lo is Celebrity B, but the fact that you have her lawyer slipping up and purportedly saying, yeah, J-Lo is Celebrity number B or Celebrity B or...
It's see, just, I was thinking it would be Beyonce. Like, who? Before you heard the lawyer slip up, who did you think it was?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Beyonce. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So now is the lawyer saying that to take the eyes and pressure off Beyonce? So I still think it's her.
Yeah. So I mean, I got a bunch of other stuff to go through, like the number 4 or 5% or like some occult stuff, some. Secret club kind of stuff. So I don't know. Did you want to go somewhere next or what did you want to talk about?
Before we go there, I wanted to talk a little bit about this Corrine White or Corey. So Kathy White. And this is something that piques everyone's attention because from what is being said is Jay-Z had an affair with this Kathy White.
Mm.
And Kathy White here, I'm just going to read. So theories claim Kathy White, a former publicist, was secretly involved with Jay-Z and she had a sudden death in 2011 from, you know, aneurysm of some type.
I was going to say pneumonia.
No, it wasn't pneumonia.
Wow.
And now they're trying to say she wasn't pregnant, but most of the articles and the stories that have come out is Kathy White was pregnant. A lot of people are thinking that was Jay-Z's child. And that Beyonce got wind of it. So Kathy White was a publicist and a model who made headlines for her alleged connection, obviously, with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. See, in Canada, we say Zed.
Oh, yeah. People were asking about that. Like, what's going on with it?
We don't. It's Jay-Z. She ran her own PR firm, white label PR firm, and was basically a rising name in the industry. So, you know, same thing. You know, birds flock together. Mm-hmm. There is... rumors that they were together at several parties and there's some photos of them at a party and she'd be on one side of the room. And as the party went on, she's getting closer and closer. That doesn't mean anything, folks.
Right.
But to September 1st, 2011, at the age of 29, not 27, she's not part of the 27 club.
Mm.
Her death was reportedly caused by an aneurysm. And from what they're saying here is that she had an affair with Jay-Z and she loved, you know, super rich guys, obviously. Seemed to, you know, this relationship with Jay-Z seemed to be rubbing certain people the wrong way, which people are thinking was Beyonce. But theory suggests that Kathy White had a secret relationship, was allegedly pregnant, and her death was no accident. So there's been several articles. Again, we can't prove any of this, folks, is allegations, allegedly. But there is, if you go to the video, the Sloan video that I sent to you, if you scroll through, there's a woman talking here in 2001. This Liz Corcoran was a reporter, and she says she was doing an interview with Kathy, who's about to go public. So anytime these people go public, so if you
let's look at this. Let's look at this post because he has some interesting slides in here too.
Yeah.
So this is Sloan on Instagram, everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is kind of the stuff that we rehashed here. You know, there's nothing to prove that Beyonce or Jay-Z had anything to do with Kathy White's death, right?
There's but that the, photo there, which means nothing, but I mean,
right.
You know. I mean.
If you're in the same vicinity, you never know.
Yeah.
All right. So there's Kathy White, and then we have a video coming up here, right?
Yep. And the video is this reporter who says she Kathy was about to go public with a few things. So
okay. Would consider telling her story to me on the record, which implied to me, obviously, that if she was willing to tell her story about Jay-Z, that it was indeed true that she was having an affair with him. So that was pretty much it. That was the last time that I talked to her. And I was, you know, under the impression that she was very strongly considering talking to me and telling me her story about her affair with Jay-Z. A few days go by and I'm following up with her. I'm calling her and I can't get a hold of her. And it was just really weird because she always answered her work phone. I thought it was really strange that she wasn't answering her phone. She was MIA. I didn't know what the deal was. So I ended up reaching out to one of her colleagues. They told me that she's dead. What do you mean she's dead? You know, what happened to her? This was just a beautiful, young, seemingly healthy 28-year-old woman. So obviously when I heard this, it was very troublesome and disturbing to find out that this woman who possibly was going to give me an exclusive story on...
This is saying that Liz Crokin was going to be interviewing her, right, in 2011. Mm-hmm. And then a few days later, she was found dead. So she's kind of like putting two and two together that I guess that's maybe Jay-Z was involved. So here,
probably, and I like one of the comments here. So she passed on 9/1/11, and the age was 29. 2 + 9 = 11. So there's that number again.
Oh man!
And when the comment in the comments, so people are picking up on this
exactly
on
right?
this stuff.
Okay, and then so we have some more statements from Liz. So Diddy, who hung out with Jay-Z when he was with Kathy, has also been accused of getting rid of his ex-girlfriend Kim Porter. Right? Remember the whole pneumonia deaths and stuff. Okay, and then there's a video in here somewhere.
Allegedly, the song Daughter on Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album.
I love that one.
It's potentially a murder confession about Jay-Z's mistress, Kathy White.
What?
Buckle up. On August 28th, 2011, Beyonce announced her pregnancy at the MTV VMAs.
Iconic.
On January 7th, 2012, Blue Ivy was born into this world. In 2016, Beyonce dropped Lemonade. Now, as we all know, Lemonade was a true album about infidelity. Jay-Z was rumored to have a very long time mistress. People knew of Kathy White because of Jay-Z, okay?
Yikes.
So here's where it gets a little crazy. Kathy White was known to be pregnant in 2011. Shortly after giving birth, Kathy died mysteriously in her apartment of a brain aneurysm.
I have a feeling this is related.
Now, even though we saw Beyonce's bump publicly, there's a video of Beyonce sitting down for an interview and her whole stomach just deflates in the video.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so is that it?
That's it. And there is another song where Beyonce's saying, I left you bloody on my expensive floors. I was trying to find that earlier today, so I'll find it. I'll send it to you. But she has, because they confess all the time in their songs.
Right.
And because it's in a song, people don't think twice about it.
It's just performance art, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if a comedian makes a joke and you laugh, they could be telling you the truth, you know? So yeah, I find it very interesting that a lot of people say that Blue Ivy looks nothing like Beyonce.
Right.
I don't think she does, but which Beyonce are we talking about? You know, Beyonce A or B?
The clone.
The clone or body double? I don't know.
Well, dude, and then so like I have some stuff on the number four and Blue Ivy, because you think about Blue Ivy, and I watched, like, there's a video on YouTube of Beyonce standing next to a tree that has like blue bark or something. She's like, I just saw, I found this tree on our walk, and I'm thinking Blue Ivy just sounds so right.
We woke up this morning, we took a nice little walk, and we passed by this beautiful blue tree. I think it's Blue Ivy, which would be quite appropriate.
You know, I'm like, what? Like, that's not how you come up with baby names, but I guess maybe. But so Blue Ivy, you know, there's this theory that Blue Ivy spelled backwards is equal to Lucifer's daughter, or Lucifer, something with Lucifer. It's like in Latin, right? It's supposed to be in Latin.
Yeah.
I've looked it up. I can't find anything to really confirm that.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people are like, well, you have to go Ivy Blue and you have to spell that backwards. And I'm like, well, wait, so how many crisscrosses and Patty Whack, give me a dog of bones? Like, I don't know if this old dog's coming home. You know what I mean? It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so Jay-Z is obsessed with the number four, right? He has an album 444. He was born on September 4th. Or actually, no, he was born on December 4th. Beyonce was born on September 4th. Yeah. Right.
December 4th, which was the same day the CEO got killed in New York and they were lighting the Christmas tree.
Oh, I'll be damned.
See, so.
Well, there you go. Maybe that was a tribute to Jay-Z. Who the hell knows?
Sacrifice ritual, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. They always do that kind of crap. But so Beyonce and Jay-Z got married on April 4th. So 4-4, right? Beyonce's latest album is 4. The song 444 is right in the middle of the 444 album. It is 4 minutes and 44 seconds long, but Blue Ivy, blue was four letters long. It's Jay-Z's favorite color. Right. So I'm just saying, like, if you look at what Blue Ivy means, like the four is like this number of double duality. So 2 plus 2. It's a universal measure according to Pythagorean. So you kind of get into like Pythagoras cult type stuff. You know, I honestly don't know. But when it does come to numerology and like occult beliefs, and you look at some of the stuff that we're going to be looking at, like some of these cult / religions that Jay-Z has been tied to, they are into numerology. They're into gematria. They're into like numbers can bring power type of thing.
I feel all of it is all the clubs that we're not invited to be part of. They love their numerology. It's very, very, very important for them that certain things happen on certain dates, you know, like all the stuff that's going on in the States right now. It's all to harvest energy, and they need the energy harvesting to happen on certain dates, moon cycles and stuff like that.
Right.
So,
and, you know, it's like it's one of those things where if you ask somebody, what does that do? Like, what do you physically get from a number, from a moon cycle? Like, how can you prove that in a substantial way, like quantify the energy so that way you can prove it? You know what I mean? Because right now it's literally, I think these people are doing it because they believe that the moon gives them some power, or that these numbers provide some power to them, and they have enough money and sway in governments and judicial systems that they can make those things happen the way that they want.
Yeah.
Yep. But honestly, if there was no money and there was no power, do these numbers give you that? Do they give you influence?
I also think it has a lot to do with energy harvesting. You can feel how everyone's energy, and before we started the show today, I was even like, what the heck is going on? You can feel everyone's energy is just down from what's happened in the United States the last few days over New Year's.
It's the fog, you know? Dude. It's the fog.
The fog, the thing in Las Vegas, the thing in New Orleans. So I feel it's not just about money. It's taking away that positive energy, that frequency, that vibration, to be closer to God. Like, you know, when you feel like all of a sudden, like I felt yesterday and today, I was just like, what? Honestly, I was bummed out going, what is the purpose of all this? I was like, what is the meaning of life? I literally was while I was watching.
And then lightning struck everywhere in Washington, D.C., right?
But I think about that quite often, being like, you know, if it's not money and power, it's to take that energy from us, because then we can't, then we don't, the pineal gland just stays calcified. We just don't open up to the many chakras that we have and don't have because of the way we're just being desensitized.
Yeah.
With everything.
That's very new agey of you, Flex. That's very new agey.
I'm trying to.
You never know. I'm open to everything.
I'm more into this very direct stuff, but when I do read a little more deeper into stuff,
right,
that's where I have to stay positive, because the underlining stuff is where you need to be positive. The stuff that's in front and on top, which is what's happened the last few days, it's just very, it's very difficult.
It is, but you know, going back to like these numbers could be something, right? And mm-hmm. when you wear certain things, when you present yourself as part of a group, it gives you that underlying kind of like, what's going on with this guy? Is he part of this system? Is he part of this club? So Jay-Z was found out and about. He was like at a basketball game, and he was wearing this large chain with a large pendant on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was at this game, right? And he has this large necklace. And if you look real close, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's an 8-pointed star with a number 7 in there and a crescent moon and a star. Kind of like, you know, communist sign, you know, all that stuff. But it is actually the name of the 5%ers. This is, or the symbol of the 5%ers, I should say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they have the 7 in there for like this. God made the earth in 7 days, and then the 8-pointed star. I mean, we've covered that. It's like, you know, Ishtar, Inanna.
Doesn't the Statue of Liberty have 7 or 8? What? How many points does she have on the
rays
crown?
On the crown? It could be 7. Could be 7.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I sent you a video of him being asked about that chain, and he's very uncomfortable answering the question.
Ooh, okay.
I sent that to you. It says Jay-Z's nervous.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think it's right under the baby bump video. Which,
yeah, I got it right here. Here, let's check this out real quick.
I think it's the same.
Yeah, let's check this out. And then I do want to go into what these 5%ers do and what they're all about, because it's a strange club, dude. All right, here we go.
You know, if you walk around that chain all day, people are going to be asking you, what's the science? What's today's mathematics?
Yeah. By the way, this isn't even my chain. I stole it from somebody. Yeah, I'll tell y'all who got off camera.
Uh-oh.
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 Stealing chains now? Uh-oh. Yeah.
Not really stealing.
Yeah, no. Does it mean anything to you, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't like your conversation either. It's like, I call myself the God because I feel like it sometimes. I study little lessons, but I'm not into all, you know.
Yeah.
So he was very uncomfortable. And
but he said,
like,
dude, he said that it meant something to him for a little bit. He's like, a little bit, it means something to me. Like,
yeah, and the guy asked him, and he was like very, listen, he wasn't shy to talk about it. It was more nervousness, because I think he's very young here. And at this point, I don't think he's on the top where he is now, where he has to be very careful what he says. He's always been very careful of what he says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more than any other star, you know, and Beyonce doesn't say much because apparently she has a grade five schooling. So she's not allowed to talk, apparently, but, you
that's
know,
so weird
you know, I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe she does or doesn't, but he's very careful with his words. You know, Diddy kind of just throws his mouth around.
Right.
He's very selective of his words. So I think he got caught off guard there, being like, it means something.
Well, I mean, why would you wear that chain if you don't want to talk about it? And so that's what everybody's saying, is like, he's obviously wearing this out in public. He's doing these things for a reason. This means something to him.
Yeah.
He even admitted that. So that chain represents the 5%ers. Mm-hmm. And the 5% nation, sometimes referred to as the Nation of Gods and Earths, is an Afro-American nationalist movement influenced by the Nation of Islam that was founded in 1964 in the Harlem section of the borough of Manhattan, New York City, by Clarence 13X, who was previously known as Clarence Edward Smith. And members of this group call themselves Allah's 5%ers, which reflects the concept that the 10% of the people in the world are these elites, and they have like agents who know the truth of the existence and all that stuff. but they're like the dirty, like the 10% of like the deep state, right? That would be like the deep state, Joe Biden, freaking all the, you know, the people at like Bill Gates, right? That's part of the 10%. And then you have 85% of the world who's kind of ignorant to these things. They're kind of under the controlling thumb. But then you have the remaining 5% who are those who know the truth and are determined to enlighten the 85%. Right. So we're getting a little dark to light, Illuminati type of thing. Right. We got to show you the hidden knowledge. And
then there's the 1%. So the 1% is.
Yeah. The 1% is just effing everybody.
That's what I was going to say. So is this sort of like you were saying, the Illuminati for African-American, like that industry?
Kind of, yes. Their own, yeah, cause the, like the Boule kind of thing.
Boule.
Right? So what they, and so people are saying that this is kind of a racist club because they believe that black people are the original people of planet Earth and are therefore the fathers, a.k.a. gods, and mothers, Earths, of civilization. Right? So they believe that black people are gods.
So you ain't getting in.
I'm not getting in.
I could have a shot because I'm brown and from Greece.
But, maybe.
You know, it's basically African-American stars, athletes.
Well,
or
hey,
is it just the music industry or anybody?
You know, I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to say they're doing anything bad. I'm just going to say what it is, man. You know what I mean?
No.
So the nation teaches that supreme mathematics. So there's the numerology, right? And supreme alphabet, a set of principles created by Allah the Father, is the key to understanding humankind's relationship to the universe. The nation teaches that the black man, insofar as the nation defines this race, is himself God, with the black race being a race of actual gods. Okay? And this is all passed down through modern oral tradition. They have this based on memorization, recitation, or reciting, you know what I mean? Comprehension, all this stuff. They have 120 lessons where they do these mathematics and alphabet, like, whatever. So I'm just saying, dude. But there's some controversy with this group, too, because, like, people are calling it a chauvinist group because only men can obtain divine perfection of the number 7, while women can only rise to the number 6. Therefore, only women in the 5% nation consider themselves Muslims and follow Allah, and the men are Allah incarnate. But you have a lot of hip hop kind of tied to the 5%ers, like Busta Rhymes. J. Cole, Jay-Z, obviously. Method Man, Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, not Wu-Tang.
Nas, Common, LL Cool J.
Oh, and he liked one of our posts.
He liked one of our posts on Instagram, everybody. That was cool.
He did.
I'm just saying, it's one of those things where it is tied. There's something with the hip-hop culture, hip-hop, you know, environment that brings this stuff in. And
it's the most influential. It's the most influential industry, more than sports, more than anything. Hip-hop, the music, the way they dress, the cars, the money, the chicks or hoes or whatever they call it. Like, you know what I mean? It's the most influential, you know?
Right.
And I feel that's why they're so powerful.
But it brings a lot of attention to this club, the 5%ers, because no one would be talking about this. I mean, people would be talking about it. Don't get me wrong. But like Jay-Z brings a lot more attention to it than it would happen if he would not wear this, right?
Yes.
So that is my thing, is like, why is he bringing attention to this? Is this something that he's really that into? He, you know, in that interview, I'm glad you brought that video because he clearly says this means something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, why would you wear it out in public if it didn't mean something to you? You know, obviously.
Right? And he could have simply said, it brings me good luck. It's my lucky chain. You know, people have their lucky suit when they go for a job interview. You know, they have lucky charms on them when they travel and stuff like that. So he could have just said, oh, it's just my lucky chain. But he was a little shy, probably a bit nervous, too, because he has to be careful of what he says. And the guy next to him says, well, I'm my own God, you know, in some mornings.
Well, he's Charlemagne the God, you know, his nickname.
Yeah. So
but, you know, there has been
humble or. Yeah.
Well, there's been representatives of the 5%ers that are calling out Jay-Z. They're like, he's not part of our club. Like, he's not part of this. He should stop wearing that stuff because he's not part of our you know, whatever, right?
Who's been calling him out?
It was somebody, it was like a representative of the 5%ers. I can't remember the guy's name, but he's...
Interesting. Because I would think he'd be in it. If there was somebody to be in it, it would be him or Diddy. So,
well, Jay-Z said that he stole the necklace, so...
He did. Or he might have bang-banged someone to get it. I don't know.
Yeah, he did say, I didn't really steal it. Not really that kind of steal.
Not really, yeah. You know, street cred. I need my street cred.
Right. One more kind of cult that Jay-Z is tied to, and I want to credit somebody from YouTube who left us a comment because I wouldn't have researched this without it. So thank you. I think it's SKILA 591 Skilla 591.
Skilla Hilla.
Anyway, when you guys leave comments on YouTube because we read every single one of them and we know kind of what you guys are talking about. So.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
I looked this up in Jay-Z and Jazzo. Remember Jazzo?
Yep.
So back in episode one, we talked about Jazzo being an influence for Jay-Z, kind of like teaching him the ropes, teaching him, mm-hmm. you know, the rap game, introducing him to the rap game. Well, Jazzo was associated with Dr. Malachi York and the Nuwabians. And I heard this
I never heard of this.
Whoa, whoa, what? And so Dwight D. York, also known as Malachi Z. York, and he has a bunch of different nicknames, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he was this American musician, writer, blah, 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 blah. But he started this Nuwabian nation. It was this new religious movement that existed in some form since the 1960s. And he began several black Muslim groups in New York in 1967. York was preaching to the, quote, Anasaru Allah, which he says is African-Americans, in Brooklyn, New York, in the midst of the Black Power movement. His teachings were based on pseudo-Islamic themes and Judaism. He later then developed a focus like centered around ancient Egypt, combining ideas that draw back from Black nationalism, cryptozoological and UFO religions. And all these popular conspiracy theory stuff. So he actually, he moved the, you know, this, like, his center in, I think it was, like, Georgia or something. He went down to, like, Georgia and, like, opened up this thing. He built these things that looked like pyramids.
In Georgia?
I believe so.
Ooh.
But here's the deal. In 2004, York was convicted of child molestation. He got caught, dude, doing some nasty stuff.
And kind of like the John of God type of thing, right?
Kind of, you know, yes.
This big influential person, Jesus.
Well, and he was convicted of molesting several children of his followers because he would have like these compounds or these concubines, right? And he would have the children separated and he would go in and there's like, there's some wicked stories about him doing some bad things to children. Okay. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But he got 135 year sentence. And so he's serving time in Colorado, but the Jay-Z connection. So it's like, how is Jay-Z connected to this? Right. And it most likely comes with like his connection to Jazzo, right? Because back in 1990, Jazzo and Jay-Z wrote this song called The Originators, and I just watched the video and it's so freaking old school. It's hilarious, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. But I mean, the video is filled with this Nuwabian language and style and you know what I mean? Symbolism.
Interesting.
But Jazzo, he was this visible figure in the Nuwabian nation during the 1980s, and the Nuwabian beliefs and symbolism were prominent in the early years of his music career. So he would wear the wardrobes and all this stuff. So there's also like the story that Jay-Z saved him from that cult. Like he pulled him out of it. So Jay-Z kind of rescued Jazzo. But Jazzo and Jay-Z kind of have, you know, a bitter conflict because Jay-Z left Jazzo to create Roc Nation, right? And right. he wanted to sign Jazzo, but Jazzo wasn't having it. So then Jay-Z yeah. had a beef and they were all like just beef yeah. rapping from there on.
Because Jay-Z, well, I mean, that's what happens when you go up the ladder. You know, he was having beefs with Damon Dash as well, who was like, give me my masters. Because if you don't own your masters, you're really nothing.
Right.
But I feel like he took him out of that cult and brought him into another cult. You know, the cult that he's in now, which, you know, wasn't Jay-Z hanging out with Maria Abramovich too?
You yes. know,
like I yeah. sent you a video of that. It's if you scroll up, if you want to watch it, it's in the first bunch I sent you from last, the part one we didn't play.
Yes, I do want to talk about this too, but let's watch yeah. this video. So
probably saved him from one cult. And he's like, our cult's cooler. You know why? Because we get a lot more money. We get the honey. Yeah.
We do a lot of things with blood. No.
We do a lot of things with blood.
So let's watch this. And then I want to talk about yeah. this because it's not as you think. I don't think it's as you think here. So let's watch this here. But you'll see. He's performing at this studio and he's putting his forehead on her forehead. They're literally looking at each other, staring at each other in the eyes, very close, embracing, as you know, hugging. But I mean, she's all a part of this performance, right?
Spirit cooking, right?
Right. You yeah. know what I mean? But like there's an audience there, right? But you'll see that like Jay-Z's wearing all white and all this stuff. So
and does he have that chain on in that video too? I think Ooh. He does.
Let's look. There was
I can't tell
a chain.
He's got
on.
Something on a chain.
He wears it's a lot of chains. Tell.
Yeah, it's hard Ooh. To tell.
It might have been, dude. It might have been. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah,
not confirmed.
No, it's fair. Not confirmed.
But dude.
Not confirmed what chain he's wearing, but confirmed that he is doing some kind of ritual dance in front of other people. With someone who's very much tied to some cultism, ritual, spirit cooking.
Right. Well, so here's the deal. As I looked this up, because I was like, what the hell is his relationship with Marina Abramovich? What was this all about? You know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. like, out of all the people, why her, you know? And this had to do, he collaborated with Marina Abramovich for his 2013 Picasso Baby performance. Where he invited a group of small, you know, a small group of people to stand in a circle around him while he rapped.
Baby performance?
Picasso Baby. So it's
always something with babies.
Picasso Baby. But Picasso himself is kind of a deep, you know, weird, creepy guy. You know what I mean? Like he was kind of like this misogynist guy, but he has a lot of dark secrets, I think, too. Picasso was not a good guy, I don't think. So he was yeah. talking about Picasso doing this performance, but he kind of like rented out her place. He was like, hey, can I just use your place for this, you know, performance? It was at the Pace Gallery in New York. And so Abramovich said that she wasn't surprised when Jay-Z said that he wanted to adapt her work. But after the rapper came in to shoot the video at Pace Gallery in New York, 3 years after the artist is present had been staged at Pace Gallery, she felt the experience only benefited him. So she felt burned by this. And she goes, like, the day before, he came into my office and I gave him an entire PowerPoint presentation and said, okay, you can help me because I really need to help build this thing. So she's trying to, like, build her institute, her performance art, you know, all this stuff. And then she goes on, quote, then he just completely used me, and that wasn't fair. This is very different from Lady Gaga, for example, who has done great work for me. Just by having 45 million followers, she brought all these young kids into my public. And she goes on, she says, or this article goes on to say, Abramovich said that she didn't regret the decision to work with the rapper, but she said the experience would make her think again about similar projects in the future. Quote, in the end, it was only a one-way transaction. I will never do it again. That I can't say. Never. So, and then she says, I was really naive in this kind of world. It was really new to me, and I have no idea that this would happen. It's so cruel. It's incredible. I will stay away from it for sure. So Jay-Z did a number on Marina Abramovich.
I would always think it'd be the other way around.
Right.
I'd be like, she did a number on him.
Well, because wow. Maybe he was like, dude, this chick's kind of fucking nuts. You know, maybe he's like, yeah, she's a little too weird.
Like, he's like, I'm not into this type of shit. You know, I'm into some other stuff, you know, like murdering my ex so I can steal her baby kind of shit. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But wow, that's interesting.
Right?
What was I going to say? Like, and she kind of disappeared for a bit, and then didn't Biden make her part of some part of his administration or something?
Something like this. And Bill Gates hired her for some Apple product or something.
She's kind of disappeared a little bit, but man, oh man, that's just that to me. I feel like they use and abuse each other,
right?
You know, they get what they can get out of it. You know. And they get whatever they can to distract people, like this whole Beyonce at the football thing, you know, just there's this whole distraction going on with that because of what's going on with her husband. And I look at it like the crowd should have been booing this person. They should have been like, no, your husband and you are doing some bad shit. It's in the news.
Yeah. At the football game.
Everybody's just got their cameras out and they're all like, ooh. And I'm just like, man, we're not winning this for a while unless something drastically changes, because people are just completely numb to it all. Oh, look at that lovely white horse. She's walking out.
Like the same
horse from the Olympics. And
do you have a video on that?
I do. So if you go to the under Kathy's death, there's cowboy performance, and there's no video of it, but there's clips and photos of it.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, here we go. Check this out.
And everybody. It just says more symbolism for you in the recent Christmas show.
Yeah, Beyonce performs Cowboy Carter medley during NFL halftime show. Uh-oh. Dude, what is with the white horses?
Yeah.
It was at the Olympics. Now she's riding out on a white horse, or the pale horse, whatever the hell this is.
And right? And Paris had the white horse at their 33rd Olympics this year. So,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, Knights of Templar, Secret Society, Double Cross of Lorraine, a lot of shit.
I'm noticing the colors. So red and white, and obviously, you know, you got...
It's not red, white, and blue. Like, it's not U.S. I don't see no blue there. She threw up the devil sign several times.
Yeah, and that was a bizarre point of the video, because she literally just did it real quick. And she was saying no, but she did it like this.
Yeah.
Also... what I noticed is at the beginning, when she counted down, she goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, right?
I saw that too.
When
they grabbed their hat, instead of grabbing their hat like this, she was grabbing her hat like this.
Yep, using the...
But I did notice with the countdown, she did this, like Jake Paul and his brother, when they were talking, and they did this in the...
And everybody just listening on audio, we're doing the okay signs. So she went from literally like holding up the deuces, like peace... to, instead of going to the three, you know, just like a normal person, she went three. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Only Macho Man would go, I'm going to pin you 1, 2, 3. But he would do it this way.
Right.
Not like this.
I just tried doing that. And I was like, that's hard to do. So she had to practice three. That. You know
and
what
I'll
mean?
Go this way. But I don't know.
So going back to this. So the devil sign was really quick. Comparing Rihanna to Beyonce, you have the queen of heaven, red and white. And Rihanna did the diamond in the sky, the whole Rock Nation sign at the end of her.
And that's how they get away with it, folks, is they know that the Illuminati sign is the triangle. So Rock Nation has the diamond sign. So that's their excuse that it's not. But we know it is as well, you know, that it's just the sign here. And Rock Nation is the company that puts on the Super Bowl. So Jay-Z's company puts on the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is the biggest live ritual they have every year on TV. It's the day where the most child trafficking happens.
Really?
So there is. That's what woke me up in 2020 when Ellen DeGenerate, whatever her name is, she had tweeted out that her show was stopping for 3 weeks, and it's not because of her arrest warrant in Florida. And I went on Twitter, her Twitter, and saw she wrote that. And that's where my life ended. That's where I went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
dude.
I realized
Ellen was the weirdest. Like during the lockdown, Ellen was like almost in tears, like goodbye, like telling everybody goodbye when she was on her walk. And I'm like, what is going on?
She was wearing the same sweater that Jay-Z has, the face peeling.
Yeah,
she was wearing a ankle monitor. But yeah, so in that moment is when I read about that it's the biggest ritual they have.
Right.
And I go, ritual? Like, I didn't know any of this in 2020. I go, ritual?
Dude, what ritual? It's deep. It's deep. But Rockefeller, if you look at rock, R-O-C, right? It's rock. He doesn't say like R-O-C-K. And so I was like, why is it just R-O-C? And I looked up R-O-C and on Wikipedia, I know it's not the best source, everybody, but it's an enormous legendary bird of prey in mythology of the Middle East. Oh. So it's like this Middle East large bird of, it's almost like a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
And check this out, dude. So it's actually pronounced Rook. And it's identified in Ethiopian holy book, Kebra Nagast. I probably butchered that.
That's okay. We're allowed to.
But this bird, the Rook, is responsible for delivering the blessed piece of wood to Solomon, which enabled the great king to complete Solomon's temple. So, I mean, you're tying in the Knights Templar, right? Because you have Solomon's temple, the Knights Templar, like this whole thing. I'm like, rock. That's what this is, dude. This is the freaking rock.
Would it be pronounced Rockefeller?
Rockefeller.
Rook Maybe. Nation?
Maybe.
Rook Nation?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, they Hollywood, right? Hollywood, the wood that they use to cast spells, you know, like all of them use this type of mystic ancient. I'm knowing what I'm saying here.
Dude, it's intentional. You know what
intentional.
I mean? And they
all intentional.
It's wordplay. It's word magic. It's spelling. They're putting a spell on you.
Yes. Yes.
So,
morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Weekdays, weekends, yeah. Your weekend.
So weak.
Weak.
So here we are back to this performance here. So the hands up like Moloch.
Yep. I saw that too.
Elon Musk did the exact same thing when he came out as Dark MAGA. You remember? He jumped up in the air, did the whole. Yeah.
And didn't he change his thing on X now to some kind of Egyptian frog?
He did. Kekimus Maximus. He did that for New Year's and New Year's only. And then he switched it back. But
you guys still think he's a good guy? Come on.
Oh, dude, we're going to do an episode on Kek and the frog and the mimetic magic and all that stuff. Because it is down the spiral here. But yeah, you're saying like the double cross right here, the cross of Lorraine.
Yep, there it is there.
And is this a double cross up here? It kind of looks like one.
It looks like it because the light's behind.
Okay.
And then there's a line, there's the people. They're standing on a white platform.
Right.
Then there's another platform. And then you know, and it says my house in the back there. You know?
Okay.
It's all very ritualistic.
And then, so the Knights Templar sign, the Cross of Lorraine. Yep. Freemasonry, like the red, white. I mean, it's there for you guys. Come on.
It's a mirrored image of it.
Yeah. And this is something else that I wanted to bring up too, is the Cross of Lorraine is on Jay-Z's cognac, his Bacardi cognac where he got in that lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's literally the symbol on his cognac bottle, bro.
Yeah. Like, and the other dude underneath him that has his tongue tattooed.
Right.
That's that. I can't remember his name. He's obviously not important because I don't care, but.
Yeah. Whatever his name is. But yeah, like
whatever,
Exxon.
Dude. You can see the devil horns. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's like that. Hold on. Let me see if I have something on that liquor company. Yeah. Bacardi cognac.
And while you're looking that up, I saw quite a few posts and videos about every time Beyonce comes up with a world tour, within 1 to 4 months, a very famous star dies. It's almost like a sacrifice. It's every time. I was reading up on it a while ago. I couldn't find anything on it today because I got to be careful what I type in on my search.
Oh, yeah. They'll come get you. You should check that out with Kobe, dude. Kobe Bryant. See if he died.
Same thing, right? Like we always talk about how they get replaced by a new star. It's like the death of the ego, the rising of the Phoenix rising. But every time she would have a new world tour, some female artist, I think female, most of them were female, would pass away within 1 to 4 months.
Well, you know, when a star is born, a star has to die too. I mean, come on.
That's
now.
Right.
Come on now.
That's right. And I think they know that. I think they know that when they sell their soul, that their number's called, their time is up. And some of them might freak out about it. Maybe Liam Payne was freaking out about it.
Mm.
Maybe Robin Williams was just like, they know when their time's up.
Right.
You know, that's part of it. Like if I was to sign up with them and they don't want me, I'd sell my soul right now if I could.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Flex, don't be that easy.
I know. I just so I can get in and get the inside scoop on shit. But
yeah, and then just
but yeah,
tell
once
everybody.
Once that happens, I think they know when their time is up. And you know, that's part of it, being like, well, make you rich and famous, but when your number's called, it's called.
Right. Well, and
you're not going up to the meat counter to get your butcher meat. When your time is called.
Well, think about it, dude. Like the rising star, right? You're up and coming star, like you're a rising star, they call like celebrities, or you're rising, he's on the rise, right? And then when a star falls, you're the falling star, you know, you die. The morning star, that's how Lucifer kind of was cast down to earth. So I'm just saying, it's like this whole as above, so below type of symbolism goes right back into the cross of Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Because with Rosicrucianism, or Rosicrucianism, or however the hell you say it, some believe that the Rosicrucians built the Georgia Guidestones, because I think it was like RC was the initials of the person, right?
Who built it.
But yeah, you just have all of this like symbolic kind of spiritual, you know, union of opposites, heaven and earth, like what's up is down, as above, so below. The whole thing
is everything. That's why everything's inverted. That's why they invert their children. That's why they're into the transgenderism, the Baphomet. Like everything has to be inverted. 999666. Everything's inverted. They have to change the calendar. They have to change.
Well,
by the way, I was going to say Happy New Year, but Happy Fake New Year.
Yeah, Happy Fake New Year. Happy Occult New Year, I guess. So
yeah,
but you know, even
they have to invert everything.
Well, the first. So I looked this up. Like the inverted cross actually was the first influence of that was Saint Peter. And he was the first, I think, saint or apostle of Jesus Christ. And he didn't want to be, because he was crucified, but he didn't want to be crucified like Jesus. So he requested them turn him upside down. So he was crucified upside down. And so it's weird that that is now symbolic of the Antichrist. You know what I mean?
And if you ever watch the Pope, you know, the Father, Son, he doesn't go Holy Spirit here. He goes Father, Son, Holy Spirit down below.
Yeah.
You know, so they've been playing us for a while. We're waking up to it a little bit, I guess, but that's interesting about St. Peter. I was just like, huh.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And like when we did our Christmas episode, right? Like the dark side of Christmas, everybody go check that out. We talked about how they took pagan gods and turned them into saints. So that way it would influence people to come on over to Christianity. And so I was like, is St. Peter a pagan god somewhere? I don't know. Didn't really look that far, but, you know.
I'm pretty sure if we did, we'll find some connection somewhere.
Right.
You know.
But, like, speaking of, like, logos, because, like, that Cross of Lorraine was Jay-Z's cognac brand logo. The Rockefeller logo, have you ever looked at that? It's literally an R with, like, a record, you know what I mean? And, like, a champagne bottle popping off. But like the record looks like a circumpunct, which is another sun god symbolism. And I'm just like, it's everywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's everywhere with these guys. But that just could be a coincidence, because a record does look like a circumpunct.
No, there's no coincidences.
Mm. Okay.
At this point, there's none. They put it out there for us to see it. You know, and I'm okay with that now, because at one point I was like, how come no one sees it? They have to.
Right.
And I think the more they do it to get their energy harvesting, the more people start to wake up a little bit more to it, you know, and they can tell and see. But, you know, were you finished with the...
Dude, I just have one last thing, because like you were talking about how they invert everything, right?
Yeah.
They take something and then they invert it and make it either, they make the white dark, they make the dark light, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the song Magna Carta, or his, I guess, 12th studio album, Magna Carta Holy Grail. That was the name of Jay-Z's 12th studio album. The album was released on July 4th, 2013. So July 4th, Independence Day, right? Freedom. It was only available as a free digital download for Samsung customers via a new mobile app called Magna Carta. So you could only get this album on a Samsung phone using this mobile app. The album was released full, or it was like a full release 4 days later on July 8th. And, but this whole, it was like this big thing because people are like, why do I have to download this app? Because it was like, back when this wasn't very popular, it was like one of the first times people did this, right? So he comes out with this app called Magna Carta. The app was investigated for being a data mining operation, dude, because it collected.
What kind of operation?
Data mining.
Oh, data.
Yeah.
I thought you said dating.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. This isn't like swipe left.
I was going to say what? Swipe up instead or down.
Yeah. But like, listen, so this collected unusual data. So it, the app needed to be able to modify or delete the contents of your USB storage. It can identify all of the running apps on your phone, and it needed to know your precise GPS location. Now, back in the day, 2013, the precise location thing was weird. Everybody's like, why do you need to know where I am? Yeah. You know what I mean? Nowadays, it's like, okay, that's a common thing, which is kind of scary to think about.
It is very scary that we've allowed that.
Right.
Just go, this is
the norm.
It's become the norm.
But it also gathers accounts, the email addresses, the social media usernames connected to the phone. And these permissions are often requested by social media apps, but this was just an app to listen to an album. So why does it need to know all of this information? Why does it need to be able to read and write something off of your USB drive if you have something connected? And this is what I didn't understand. I'm like, who connects a USB to their phone? Right?
Hmm.
And that's like, I was reading, because this is directly from an article that was talking about this. So I was looking up just like what the Magna Carta was. And the Magna Carta is a historic document that was originally issued in 1215 by King John of England. It is considered one of the most important legal documents in history because it established the principle that nobody is above the law, including the king. And the Magna Carta is celebrated for laying the groundworks of modern concepts like constitutional law, due process, protection of individual rights, right? And isn't it odd that he created this app that collects all of your data? It's a data mining operation called the Magna Carta on July 4th. You know what I mean? Like the Magna Carta is there to protect your individual rights.
But we'll take all your, we'll spy on you.
You know what I mean? We'll so it's
and
like
I,
so
and
backwards.
I think I had a Samsung in 2013. I remember I switched teams for one time.
Right.
You know, I think I got, I don't know if I downloaded that app, but it's just, it was forced on them. You know, they force all this on us without us knowing they're forcing it on us, right? So now that's why we're kind of like, hey, we're okay with being tracked and spied and whatever. And like, no, we're not. But because they've done it slowly, you know, frog in a boiling pot, they've done it slowly. We've gotten used to it, right? But, you know, that's why I was kind of making faces when you're saying about the rights and charter of rights, because all that went out the window.
Absolutely.
During COVID.
And
during
Patriot
COVID,
Act.
They're like,
I mean,
oh, we don't have any rights.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
and I'm like,
9/11 was the first. Like, they just totally RAPE'd everybody.
But they did it in a way where, because it was such a tragic event, they brought in the Patriot Act. They brought in a lot
Patriot
of things.
Act, yeah.
That a lot, was that right? Patriot Act?
Yeah. I think you said Patrick or Patriot. I don't know. You said something weird.
Patriot Act. Sorry.
But
and,
dude, it's
but
all
people
good.
Wanted that. People wanted that because they were scared.
Yeah.
You know, people wanted this because they were scared. Ooh.
Yeah. They wanted to take the miracle medicine, you know, because,
you know,
Trump told them to. But
hey,
you know, but like the album was called Magna Carta Holy Grail, and the Holy Grail is traditionally considered to be the cup or chalice used by Jesus Christ at the Last Supper
The Last Supper.
And it was later used to catch his blood during his crucifixion. So I'm just like, this guy is inverting stuff all over the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tied to all these different like 5%ers, pro-Islam, pro like black supremacist groups. So I'm just saying, like, he's just all over the place. I don't know what he believes in. There's videos of him saying he doesn't believe in Christianity. He doesn't believe in like Allah, the Muslim faith. He believes in a God, but he won't tell you who that one belongs to. And, you know, I can respect that. Whatever. You know?
Yeah. Whatever. Wasn't he wearing a sweater? What was the sweater that he was wearing that was part of the Crowley?
Yeah, dude. That's another thing is like he might be a Thelemite. Because it said, do what thou wilt.
He flip-flops a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
He flip-flops a lot.
Well, that's his whole rock aware was filled with Illuminati hand symbols and pyramids and Illuminati eyes. So I'm just saying, dude, like, who knows what he really is.
But I feel they all have that in their clothing line now. You had Celine Dion with that NWO black clothing line for the children and that really creepy video of her trying to steal a baby in the hospital. The one guy, I think the guy we saw earlier with the tattoo tongue that we said, I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
He had like the blood in the shoe, Nike shoe. Like,
was that Lil Nas? Lil Nas X?
That might have been.
Okay.
I don't remember, but that stuff sells because it's cool looking. You know, and I remember back in the day, I liked Kiss. My first album was the Dynasty album with Kiss, and there's my favorite character is Gene Simmons,
right.
The demon, the bloodthirsty demon.
Yeah, right.
You know, I didn't know any better.
No one does. You know, and sometimes it's just freaking music, dude. Sometimes you have to separate the artist from the act, but sometimes you can't, and you have to realize, dude.
Yeah,
this person is a terrible human being.
And they are terrible human beings, you know.
That's why everybody's afraid of them.
That's it. And like, if you want to go to the last two videos I have here, we have Wendy Williams. So Wendy Williams on her talk show would call out Beyonce all the time.
Really?
And then all of a sudden, she became this vegetable. Now she's in a wheelchair.
Really?
Yeah, she's not doing well. She's had a stroke, she's had something. But Wendy Williams, so the next video that says Wendy Williams, she's like, I don't like her. Like, she called out Beyonce all the time. And next thing you know, she started like, oh, yikes. You know how the MK Ultra can glitch sometimes?
Yeah, dude.
She was glitching, but I remember she fainted during her show. Yes, that's right.
Okay, let's check this out.
At him like scoundrels. What won't you do for that damn career? Listen, this is a disgusting business. That's all I'm gonna say. This business is so disgusting that I can't. I think that Jay-Z and Beyonce are master manipulators of the media. What is that? Is that a baby bump? I don't know. What the couple found most difficult to deal with, says another source, was the fact that some of the rumors were being perpetuated by people they considered friends, like talk show host Wendy Williams. Well, first of all, I've never partied with them. I've never been to their house. I don't swim in their pool. Like, we're not friends. The stunt left Beyonce angered beyond belief. That means she watches. Fortunately, one of the TVs in our kitchen has closed captioning, so I'll be able to understand what she says. She, you know, Beyonce can't talk. You all, Beyonce sounds like she's got a fifth grade education. She can't talk. Guess who's jealous of Adele? Beyonce. I do, in my mind, believe that Beyonce is very controlling regarding her image. Like, very controlling. Beyonce, what planet do you live on? You can't ban cameras. Everybody's got cell phones with cameras. Respect that. Bow down. B-words. You know, a few weeks ago, she was singing at the inauguration. Then she was performing at the Super Bowl. We celebrate. You're on a Pepsi can, for goodness sake. To tell B-words to bow down. And then you're saying girls run the world. Beyonce feels overshadowed by Adele.
And then she got very sick,
dude.
Very quickly.
Dude, I remember she like dressed up. It was on like Independence Day or July 4th, like speaking.
Yeah.
And she
dressed up as Statue
fainted.
Of Liberty.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, or she did some crazy, like,
you know,
like and she the thing saw a is, ghost.
She puts fear into people. So the last video I have here is like all these stars always have to acknowledge her. Even if they're not even musicians, they have to acknowledge her. So I feel she's the queen of the. Something, something.
Queen of the damned?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
I remember watching Beyonce, thinking, oh, she's a star. I want that.
Beyonce knows what she does. She makes women dream. She's so beautiful. She's on.
Because Beyonce controls all women. Beyonce owns women.
This is true. In the world, is that a lot of pressure that comes with that?
No, because I know the truth. I know Beyonce is the queen of the world.
You're the biggest female in the world.
No, I'm not. Beyonce is. Duh. Beyonce.
Bit. Tonight winning this kind of feels full circle, and like a bit of me has come back to myself, but I can't possibly accept this award. My artist of my life is Beyonce, and this album for me, the Lemonade album, was just so monumental. Beyonce, it was so monumental. Academy, I love you, my manager, my husband, and my son. You're the only reason I do it. You're the only reason I do it.
Jeez. Okay.
And wow. There's way more videos.
Guys, right.
You can see it. All of them. One person said, I better thank her or I'll get in trouble. Like,
yeah.
They're very, very, very scared of her.
They're very aware of it, too.
They're very aware of her. And I think that's why either Kanye was trying to save Taylor Swift and or it was his humiliation when he came up and said, but Beyonce had the best album of the year, too. You know, so.
Is that when it started? Is that when Beyonce was the queen, you know?
That's when I kind of noticed something was going on, you know, even though I wasn't awake then. I'm like, okay, Taylor Swift's getting her award, and he comes up there and he's like, oh, and a lot of people are saying that he saved her.
Mm.
And I'm like, saved who? She's on the same team. She's just probably at a lower level or higher level.
Dude, I think, you know, Taylor Swift might replace Beyonce on that queen witchcraft.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think that the whole like having to thank Beyonce, and you have to thank her like you would thank God. Like, honestly, like, you know, when people go up there and they go, first of all, I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank God. That's almost how people are treating Beyonce, you know,
like a God. And I found it interesting that Ed Sherman, Herman or Sherman with a redhead. Fuck. I don't know.
Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran, thank you.
There we go.
Was like she controls all women,
right?
You know, like he said that in that video. I'm like, well, that's interesting.
But now, why isn't he being punished? Because he's doing very good right now. He's very successful.
Maybe Beyonce never saw that clip, so she'll watch our show.
Oh yeah,
send us a letter of cease and desist or whatever it's called. And
Ed Sheeran will have a bomb attack or some crazy.
That's it. But oh, yeah. You know. They're
not saying we want that to happen, everybody. It's not going to happen.
You got enough shit going on down there. I think the U.S., you guys are in some trouble.
Yeah. You know, it's a crazy world, dude. You know, and these celebrities don't make it any better. Let me tell you.
No,
that's pretty much like all I had on this, dude, because I know there's a lot of just individual stories that we can go down. But this is more of like a comprehensive.
Yeah.
Here's like the main bullet points of what's weird about these people, you know, but there is,
and what's relative. A lot of people kind of know about the Blue Ivy stuff. A lot of people know that she puts fear into people. We all know that Jay-Z and Rock Nation is whatever it is, you know. We could go down many, many rabbit holes with stuff, but I think people with the episode one that we did and this episode here, you get a good understanding of who they are. And I think right now Beyonce is just trying to do some PR work, you know. So she's on this, she did this performance, and I found it quite interesting that, you know, she hasn't come forward, hasn't said anything. It was one letter that they wrote. She performed at the show, kind of ignores it, but most stars are ignoring it.
Well, dude, you know, like, what's weird is right after Jay-Z got accused of this whole raping the 13-year-old, right? There was reports that he went out in public with Blue Ivy or with his other kid and went to go see Mufasa, which is the Lion King story of how Mufasa grew up and his brother Scar and like the whole Lion King is ancient Egyptian mythology. To a T, bro. It's Osiris. It's Set. It's like the death of the brother. Like, I'm just saying, like, The Lion King, even when you watch it, because I went to go watch it with my kids this weekend, and Scar, you know, the king that was meant to be underneath the moon, he is the moon god. And then, like, at the end, you see, I'm not trying to ruin it or anything, you have, like, Mufasa with the sun in the background, and I'm like, okay, so the sun and the moon, and it's just, like, the union of these two, because mm-hmm. that's the story, right? Like, the sun sets, like, Set kills the sun every morning or every night, yep. and then, like, vice versa. I'm just saying, like, why was he going to Mufasa? You know, it's like, why is that yeah. a story? Like, they put these things in your guys' purview do. For a reason.
And look how Blue Ivy reacts on the red carpet. She doesn't want to be touched by Beyonce. She doesn't really look at her mom. She's fussing with her hair. There's quite a few videos of people saying she's sort of keeping her distance. Now, she was in that performance with her mom.
Right. Yeah, the Super Bowl. Or not the Super Bowl, but the halftime. Yeah.
You know, I mean, she obviously is on social media. At any point, did she go up to her mom and say, am I your real child? I mean,
well, how old is she? How old is Blue Ivy?
They say she's 12 and she looks much older than 12.
So that's about the age where you get a little pushy, you get a little distant from, because yeah. we have a 10-year-old right now. He's kind of doing the same thing. He's like, I'm cool. Don't touch me. I'm cool.
Already?
Trying to play it cool in public. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. okay, bro.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You were literally shitting yourself about 6 years ago.
So. Yeah. And that's why I don't have kids. But if I did, I'd look right at them and say, I brought you into this world and I can take you out.
Oh, yeah. Fair warning. So, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully you guys like this episode. There's a lot of strange things that I found. You know, the Cross of Lorraine. I had no idea that was on his Bacardi bottle. All of these different cults, like the Nuwabians. Thank you again to the person who left that comment.
Mm-hmm.
And Skilla 591. And yeah, you guys, leave comments, leave the likes. If you guys like this content, it really does help. Every time you hit that thumbs up button, it helps the show. Okay. Helps us get into that algorithm. Even if you're on Rumble, hit that re-Rumble button. Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple. I know you guys are on Apple.
It boosts our confidence. You know, we get confidence boosts when you do it too.
There we go.
You know, we feel good, you know.
Feel like a man. Obviously. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, well, we do that. I read the comments and yes, I wear sunglasses.
Yeah. You're like an attractive gay old man, Elton John.
That's it.
That's what somebody said. So, hey, we're having fun with the comments, everybody. Even if you talk shit, we'll talk shit right back to you. So, yeah.
That's it.
All right, Flex, any closing words?
No.
Okay.
That's it.
Everybody stay away from the Illuminati. Stay away from Jay-Z and Beyonce. Okay.
Yeah.
They're no good for you. They're no good for this world. So anyway, other than that, hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Until next time, everybody, stay steamy.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.